Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, the days of doing business without engaging with the world around us are gone. We're living in a world where doing the right thing in an ethical manner is seen as crucial. Employees want to work with companies they feel proud of, while customers want to spend their income with clean companies. How do we ensure that we're doing the right thing without sounding false? My next guest is the Chief Strategy Officer of a company that advises businesses on their ethical policies. It's great to welcome Rob Hayward from Principa to the show. Rob, you're very welcome.
Hi, Bobby. Great to be with you.
Lovely to talk to you. Tell us a little bit about what you mean by organizational ethics.
That's a great question. So we think about ethics as really equipping companies and organizations to think seriously about the responsibilities that they have to other people. So that might be to their employees, to their customers, to the communities that they're operating in. But it really means thinking in a structured way about the promises we make, the obligations we have, and how we meet those, and also how we can weigh up and determine how to do the right thing, perhaps when those obligations and promises come into tension.
The main reason that one would want, I suppose, to be ethically correct is around trust, brand reputation, and, dare I say it, a competitive market positioning for a company.
I think that's exactly right. And I think, you know, what we've seen in the last couple of decades, I think, is people's relationship with brands and the companies that they trust, the basis for that has really shifted. You know, two decades ago, if you or I were out and we wanted to buy a watch, we might be thinking about, you know, our kind of the functional performance of that watch. You know, is it going to keep the right time? Is this going to kind of feel good on my wrist? I think that in the last couple of decades has really shifted. And what we're seeing is we're seeing people make decisions about the things that they buy, the brands that they align themselves with, based on values, based on identity. And therefore, you know, the ability of a company and a brand to honor the promises that it makes, to, if you like, close the gap between what they say and what they do, it's becoming more and more important, I think, exactly as you say, in terms of the kind of brand differentiation, competitive advantage, and the trusted relationships that you have.
One of my big issues around all this, Rob, is credibility and sincerity. And, you know, if companies are, I suppose, masquerading around a green agenda with, I suppose, slightly suspect motives, it's a real turn-off for me, and I think it's a real turn-off for many when the sincerity or insincerity around green issues actually, or ethical issues, actually comes through.
I think that's absolutely right. And I think, you know, we have one of the other shifts, I think, in that same time period is, if you like, the kind of growth of transparency and what we all know about the organizations and the companies that we deal with. So, you know, before social media, it was very much, you know, your relationship with a company was based on its adverts, its billboards, the messages that they wanted you to hear. Whereas now, you know, the kind of the town square is much noisier. There's many more different messages that we hear about every company and every brand that we have a relationship with. And I think what's changed in that time is people have become, exactly as you say, very intolerant of hypocrisy or a sense that we say one thing and do another. And so one of the things we talk about is often, you know, thinking about kind of brand integrity. So if your brand is making commitments to a particular issue, but then in the decisions that you're making in your day-to-day business, you're not honoring that. That is where people are increasingly intolerant, I think. And that's what really kind of breaks the trust that you're trying to build.
Do we need to be careful, say, as business leaders, you know, speaking out on matters of ethics or sustainability? Like, it's a pretty precarious place that, you know, you say something publicly on social media that is, you know, either misinterpreted or out of sync with where your values are, you could really you could really basically cause more harm than good to your business.
I think that is absolutely right. And I think this is actually really the biggest shift that we've seen in the last few years in the minds of business leaders and how CEOs are thinking about this. Because I think if you go back, you know, 7 or 8 years in the middle of the Trump administration in the US, you've got this sense among business leaders that, you know, political leadership is kind of failing us, that political leadership is failing to take the lead on some of the big issues. And I think CEOs of some of the biggest companies got themselves into a bit of a mindset of, you know, we are therefore the natural masters of the universe.
And but are they? But are they?
Well, and this is it, because I think leaders got themselves into this point of thinking we have to demonstrate leadership on every issue. We kind of have to swing at every pitch in order to show that we're kind of engaged corporate citizens. And but what I think we've seen in the last couple of years is leaders realizing, exactly as you say, that actually this is hugely dangerous. If what you say is not aligned with the decisions that your business is making, your own track record, you leave yourself so open to that charge of hypocrisy or of speaking rather than acting. And I think, you know, a lot of leaders are realizing that actually the pitfalls are much bigger than the potential advantages of speaking out on some of the more controversial issues.
And what about, to take that a stage further, if I'm an employer and I have a particular employee or group of employees who are speaking out very publicly about issues that can potentially damage my business, how do you deal with that? Because it's not as easy as, you know, somebody has a particular view outside work, they're being very public about it, and it's damaging to my business. It's not that easy to just, you know, move people on.
I think that's right. And I think it's important for every organization to really kind of set those parameters of what are private views and what are things that, you know, you are expressing ultimately that will come to reflect somehow and be taken as potentially the company's view. And actually, one company we work with set a really clear line at a particular level of leadership and said, you know, below that line, you're an employee of this company. We expect you to be responsible with what you say in public, but we're not going to try and put parameters around that. Once you become a leader at a certain level of this organization, you have to expect that what you say publicly will be taken as the view of the company. And therefore, there are greater parameters, more restrictions, more kind of guardrails on what you can say. And I think, you know, the key thing is for companies like that, it's getting ahead of these things in terms of thinking through those principles, those guardrails, before you hit a real issue and therefore have to deal with it while the fire's burning, if you like.
Yeah. And where companies, you know, I suppose, comment on controversial social or political issues, they really do need to be careful because, you know, are you saying that there's a sort of a middle ground, whereas if you're asked to comment on something as a business leader and you say no comment or here's a press release versus saying something and then causing a whole public furore about it, is there a middle ground there that business owners and leaders should try to adopt?
I think the middle ground, in all honesty, is actually being really clear about where we're going to not comment and not try and step into a debate. And that's not the kind of the stonewalling of, you know, just a simple no comment. But, it, you know, if you like, it's really recognizing where are the issues where actually these aren't connected to our core business. We're not going to make really, you know, a positive influence on this issue by using our voice. So just as one example, you know, I remember in Davos this year talking to the CEO of a South African insurance company. And he said, you know, we are in South Africa, of course, as corporate citizens, we've become very used to being highly politically engaged, of being required, if you like, to take positions on controversial subjects around, you know, the development of our own country and our own communities. And then he was saying, and people are asking me, and remember, this is kind of beginning of this year, back in January, people are asking us to take a public position on the conflict in the Middle East. And he's saying, there is no way, one, that we can satisfy everyone. Whatever we say about that conflict, we are going to upset a huge proportion of our customers, of our staff. But more importantly, we're an insurance company in South Africa. Whatever position we take publicly, we're not going to bring about magically peace in the Middle East. And it's interesting to me that there's this sense almost of kind of buyer's remorse among CEOs who've got themselves into that position of being expected to comment on every issue and are now really, to your point on the middle ground, are really having to walk that back and say, we're going to be much more focused, much more targeted on those issues that are really, one, central to our business, and two, where we really feel we can have a positive impact.
And that's a really good point you make. So if we were looking at the political instability in the Middle East, is there any upside for any business leader or indeed brand commenting on that? Because as you say, you're going to get a whole load of disquiet and disagreement and probably public anger from a certain cohort, be they right or wrong. So I'd say there's no upside to commenting on something like the situation in Palestine or the Middle East that will do good for your business, or is there?
Well, I think, you know, we saw around when Russia invaded Ukraine, I think we saw, you know, a similar response from businesses who were actually very quick to respond in a way that built trust, that actually said, you know, this is something where we are going to, for example, pull out of Russia. We're going to honor the principles that we have by really kind of severing our ties. But I think what they found in the Middle East is there isn't, you know, there is no one clear line to take that everyone will agree with.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, the important thing that I think comes out of all of this is, rather than thinking about what we say, let's think first about what we do.
Yeah.
So let's think about, do the actual decisions we're making about our business align with our own values, align with the impact that we want to have in the world? Let's think about that first. Let's make sure we're consistent and transparent in the way that we're making those decisions. And only then, I think, should we think about actually talking about these things, taking public positions, looking to exert that kind of broader influence. And I think by thinking about things in that order, you close that risk, if you like, of the kind of the hypocrisy around you're just making statements and not backing them up.
All right, it's a fascinating subject, and I think one that really business owners and leaders should consider carefully. I'd like to thank my guest, Rob Hayward. He's the Chief Strategy Officer with Principia. Thanks for joining me this morning, Rob.
Thank you, Bobby. Great to be with you.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.